important thing to keep in mind. A special counsel is a tool that the Department of Justice has. And in the hands of a very politicized Department of Justice, like the one we have now, it can be a weapon. It can be used offensively to go after political opponents, such as the way the Department of Justice is going after their primary political opponent, former President Trump. It can also be used defensively to protect. Like Jeff points out, you can say, oh, we can't answer any questions because there's a special counsel. And when you have one side of things that's, again, leaking like a sieve, and the other one that just protects and hides the ball, it's a yet another example of how our Department of Justice has been politicized to go after political opponents and to protect political allies. That's why so many Americans don't trust this department.
Folks, what an eventful weekend we've had. We had Russia pipe up right after our video from last Friday. Kate, fake videos, I'm going to show you that. And photos, of course. Border invasions, elites building bunkers. I wonder why. School districts are losing power, which is good information coming out of that area. Florida sheriffs are calling for action. Vaccine dangers are being reported now. And so much more that's being reported throughout the earth. We will dive into all of this, especially the elections and the calling out of President Trump. And it's falling apart for them day by day as they start losing more. The more we're going to start seeing some crazy stuff going on. Of course, we talked about that. Let's get into it, shall we? Here we go. Folks, just a reminder real quick before we get started. At Sea with LT, August 11th through the 18th. You don't want to miss it. We are going to have a great time sailing through Alaska. We're going to start in Seattle, move our way up, and it's going to be an amazing week. We're going to have guest speakers. You get to talk with me on a Q&A session from the stage, and we're going to have a comedian. We're going to have musicians. We're going to have Dr. Kirk Elliott. We're going to have many other guest speakers there that we're going to have time to just hang out with on the stage. You will be absolutely amazed, and we'll have some time to spend together at the At Sea with LT, August 11th through 18th. You want to get those now before the good rooms are all taken, so just encouraging you there. It's at andweknow.com and or in the description box below, okay? So here we go with that. Now, wanted to tell you the deep state. Ultra Peppy Lives Matter said, they've been attempting to take all financial wealth from President Trump in an egregious fashion, right? They want hundreds of millions of dollars, but suddenly there's a DWAC merger that's been approved, and 45, President Trump said to make over $3 billion. They wanted to take millions from Trump, but billions are arriving at his doorstep. That's what most people are starting to find out. And the opposition's barely stepping stoop for promotion. So I wanted to show you this clip, pretty shocked with this one. Check it out from CNN.
All right, Frank, the politics of this. Folks in the Biden campaign are already starting to refer to Donald Trump as Broke Don, which is interesting. And then there is the possibility that the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, would have to start or would start seizing assets, maybe even buildings. How do you think that would play?
I want you to remember this moment. And don't forget it.
This is Frank Luntz, by the way, pollster, communication man. He's not a big fan of President Trump, and we've known that. Here we go.
Attorney General starts to take his homes away, starts to seize his assets. It's all going to be on camera. Pundits are going to sit there and scream about this. This man cannot be elected. You're going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024, and you're going to elect Donald Trump. If they take his stuff, he's going to say that this is proof that the federal government and the establishment and the swamp in Washington and all the politicians across the country and the attorneys generals and all of this, that this is a conspiracy to deny him the presidency. He's going to go up in the polls just like he went up every single time they indicted him. The indictment, let's not talk about whether it's justified or not, but it will prove the things that he's saying on the campaign trail, and he will go up, and it may just elect him president. Do not forget that. And I say this to the attorney general right now. If you play politics on this, this is what the secretaries of state did in Colorado, what they did in, I believe, was Maine. His numbers went up in both states. I don't understand. I'm almost speechless in how pathetic the opposition to Trump has been and how completely misguided. And this is a perfect example of it.
What do you think about that?
I mean, my biggest question, this is the beauty of Frank having his job, which I don't have, is that happened, what you're talking about, Maine, Colorado, when you're talking about what happened in a primary. And while I don't disagree with the optics, I've spoken to people inside Trump world who are saying, instead of bankruptcy, we sit in the peace. Come to Trump Tower, please. We'll have cameras there. We'll have that fight. We'll win that optics battle. I think the bigger question is, in a general election, and given the fact that the Biden campaign has really latched on to this in a way that they haven't in most legal issues.
Broke down. I've been surprised to hear that.
He was joking about it last night at a fundraiser as well that was off camera, whether or not that rise in the polls can carry into a general election. And you'd know better. You're talking to people. You'd know better.
How is Donald Trump beating Joe Biden? He's got 85 indictments that still exist. Felonies. How is he beating Joe Biden with the economy getting better and things cleaning up? Okay, we got still have inflation. You still have got immigration. Trump is leading. And in the 7 swing states, Trump is up by the margin of error in 5 out of 7. Why is that happening? Because his critics are stupid and they're running a horrible campaign. And for those people who do not want Donald Trump back, they should be thankful that the people who are orchestrating his loss are as pathetic and they don't understand the American people.
Quick last word.
They don't understand the American people, do they? Not at all. So I'm surprised they even let that one go. No satellite outage. They didn't switch or try to cut him off. He just kept running his mouth. And that's not looking very good lately. I mean, I remember just a younger guy. His eyes didn't look like this. He's really put on a lot of age and a lot of stress there. I'm wondering if that Trump derangement syndrome caught up with him and all of a sudden he's allowed to speak. I don't know. But the media is slowly kind of bringing this out. These Communist News Network, just surprised that they're letting out this information the way they are. Here's a CNN reporter visibly stunned on air after polling data shows Trump winning big.
So let's break this down by race, right? Let's look at voters of color, look at white voters. And what we see here is back in 2020, according to the exit poll, Joe Biden won voters of color in Michigan by 62 points. Look at that advantage today. It has been sliced by a third, only 21 points. That's Joe Biden's lead over Donald Trump among voters of color. Among white voters, Donald Trump has gained a little bit of steam as well. It was 11 points in 2020. His margin over Joe Biden right now is 16 points. But this decline in support for Joe Biden among voters of color in Michigan is something we've been seeing in state after state after state and nationally as well, where he's got some big problems. This is a historic low amount of support for a Democratic presidential candidate among voters of color, and it seems to be happening across the board.
It's happening across the board, of course. Are you shocked? And these are just poll numbers from the Communist News Network, not from some credible folks. So what are those numbers really showing us? If it's just Michigan and he says it's happening across the United States of America, why are they letting this information out? I don't know. Who would be panicking about all this? Well, maybe it's those that are calling for, the assassination of President Trump on CNN. They show you the numbers, they get you attracted, then they bring you in. And here's what they have to say with Anderson Pooper.
President Biden is not the best attack politician I've ever seen in my life, and I'll leave it at that. But there are a lot of people to do what I call, quote, the wet work, unquote. And it's a paid TV and stuff like that. But yes, a CIA term.
Uh-huh.
You take a guy out. But he doesn't need to do the wet work. People like me and other groups in the party need to do that. He's not very good at it. I don't think people want to hear from that. And he can cruise along here at a better altitude.
But so what's a wet work? Well, he's wearing this USMC hat. Feed Darkness Falls showed us this. Joe Biden's surrogates should do the wet work against Trump. Wet work is CIA code for assassination. You know, the CIA that did this to President Kennedy. One moment, they're showing the polls. Frank Luntz is coming out saying, hey, you guys better be careful because every time you do this, he gets more popular by the day. Wet work, huh? So speaking of CIA and all kinds of nefarious things going on, these weird occurrences that happened here in Russia recently, you guys know, many of you probably have been paying attention, their plan in Russia when they captured a terrorist that went in and started shooting, I believe the latest count now it's up to 133, but they showed 91 people in this particular one, people killed in Crocus Theater in Moscow. They caught, believe, four of the terrorists. One of them I'm showing on screen. The suspect, he admitted to shooting people at the city hall, that he was offered around $5,400 to shoot anyone. That the terrorist acts basically were organized on Telegram with an unknown person who provided weapons. Huh. Putin, in a speech, said all the perpetrators of the terrorist attacks have been found and detained. They tried to hide on the territory of Ukraine. A window was prepared at the border to enter the territory of Ukraine. And I'm showing you a map, if you're looking at your screen. There's the Crocus City Hall. You have 370 kilometers to Ukraine. I believe it was 150 kilometers out where they were caught, thanks to Laura Boley providing that map on, of all places, Telegram. Well, Megatron showed us that their plan was to blame ISIS after the terrorists were eliminated on the spot. Their plan failed. Yeah, the mainstream media, they jumped in. Of course, the Western media, just all in on this. ISIS said that they took the blame. They were so quick to find out who took the blame. The plan failed when the Russians decided to let them out of Moscow and capture them alive before they entered Ukraine, right? Let them drive. Follow them. Let's see where they're headed. Let's find out how they're heading out of this place. They don't look like ISIS to me. The whole plan fell apart, and now the terrorists are singing like canaries. Who had recruited them, contacted them, paid them, and who was supposed to welcome them into Ukraine. Right on the right side, you have them detained here. There he is. They've got him. They're holding him. All the Russian Telegram channels are saying that this wasn't ISIS. The four terrorists were about 100 kilometers away from the Ukraine border. They were headed there. Large sums of rubies, huh? Rubles, excuse me, by a priest with no name and offered the weapon picked up in area on Telegram. They are convinced, as of now, that four arrested have links to terror cells in Syria and Ukraine, and they were trained by the nefarious ones who work for the CIA. Just keeps coming out more and more. We wake up on these channels, those that have the Truther channels and more, and you wonder how this reporting comes out where they all join together in the mainstream media to feed the narrative. And what do people do? They can convince millions of people because they've got Facebook under the control. They've got Instagram under their control. They've got their mainstream media, and folks will run to these and believe everything they're told. Why do we feel that some of this might have been perpetrated a long time ago, and they planned it all? Clint Russell said 2 weeks ago the U.S. State Department issued an alert that there may be a terrorist attack on a concert in Moscow. And then it happened. Also, Blinken claimed that Ukraine had no involvement. Hey, Anthony, if it wasn't Ukraine, how did you know it was coming? Who did it? Let's see, Victoria Nuland on the war in Ukraine, February 22nd, 2024.
With this money, Ukraine will be able to fight back in the east, but it will also be able to accelerate the asymmetric warfare that has been most effective on the battlefield. And as I said in Kyiv 3 weeks ago, this supplemental funding will ensure Putin faces some nasty surprises on the battlefield.
Is that right, Victoria Nuland? Nasty surprises on the battlefield. Do you guys realize what we're up against? They pump you constantly in the mainstream media. We've talked about this day in and day out when all of it was shaken out in Ukraine. We've gone through the details of what they perpetrated years ago. 2014, I believe. You poke them and you poke them and you start hurting the people that are speaking Russian on the border of Ukraine. Russia gives up a little bit more territory here and there. They keep poking, then they set up borders, and they set up weapons along the border there into Russia. You start putting bio labs out there, 46 of them, as a matter of fact, on the internet for all to see, and we don't know what those bio labs were, but we know one of them was called China, or China, C-H-Y-N-A, in Ukraine. We covered all that. And they're so mad. They're so mad, they go off to Crocus City Hall. Check this out. The building's owned by Russian billionaire Aras Agalarov, who brought Trump's Miss USA pageant to Moscow, remember, in 2013, and he was investigated as a central figure in the Russiagate hoax. And you're looking at the fire of the Crocus City Hall. Yeah. Go after the place that happened to support President Trump. And that was put on Washington Compost, the man who drives Trump's Russia connection. Guys, I've got some more to show you here in a moment. I've got some more to show you about ISIS, what that means. It's coming up. Before we get there, just wanted to show you this.
Well, folks, you've heard me talk about the wellness company and their medical emergency kit. Well, they've got something else pretty amazing called Spike Support. If you're not thinking that something is going on at this point with so many previously healthy people experiencing myocarditis, blood clots, turbo cancers, menstrual irregularities, miscarriages, and the new died suddenly phenomenon, you're not paying attention. The culprit is spike protein. Spike protein is a lingering threat from both the vaccine and the man-made virus. Linked to all kinds of long-term health issues. Even Pfizer is now admitting there are problems. So if you go in the description box below, click on twc.health/LT. Use code LT for 10% off at checkout. There's one question that these doctors keep asking every single day. How do I detox from the spike protein left behind from the vaccine and COVID? Thanks to the wellness company, there's actually something that can be done. Spike Support, again, twc.health/LT. Use code LT for 10% off today.
So again, just to make sure you know, Moscow, Russia, Crocus City Hall concert attack. Folks are waiting to find more information. Several gunmen in military garments opened fire at people in Crocus City Hall. There's footage. The attack occurred at a band picnic in English was about to perform. Special forces arrived an hour after shooting started. It was on fire. The gunman allegedly used explosives. The building ended up collapsing. Recovery efforts are underway. Media reports that ISIS-K is the Islamic State affiliate in Afghanistan called Islamic State Khorasan Province, or ISIS-K. U.S. officials confirm. Huh. Russia released footage of one of the alleged terrorists. He allegedly traveled to Russia from Turkey with the promise of receiving 500,000 rubles or 5,000 bucks. He was instructed to kill people, regardless of who they are. He claims being recruited through Telegram. Claims the location of attack was provided anonymously through Telegram, right? Putin suggests Ukraine was helping the terrorist. U.S. officials were worried that Putin would falsely blame Ukraine. I wonder why. Ukraine has denied any involvement. That we just played a clip saying, stand by for some surprises there, Russia. So if the Telegram claimed responsibility, why are they allowed to operate? Why not shut down the channel? Why not go after this group? Remember, the CIA also has a presence on Telegram. Terrorist confession. He admits communicating via Telegram. Intel agencies monitor absolutely everything. How could they not flag these discussions? Something bothers me with the shooting clip where the people are huddled together. I don't know what to say. I don't want to say it's fake, but it just doesn't feel right. And why is the sign in English? Victoria Nuland, a few weeks ago, Putin's in store for some nasty surprises, remember? I hate to say it, but it stinks of U.S. or CIA involvement. And U.S. would be the nefarious ones, the deep state that controls a lot of these government agencies and sends this money over there. Right? And so you head on over to some of these talk shows. Remember, we had Ron Paul and General Flynn warning of a coming black swan event and an unpredictable occurrence that can change the course of events. Yesterday, NATO reportedly entered Ukraine and terrorism hit the Russian capital.
Things, we call them black swan events, right? Black swan events are things that nobody imagined could occur, and yet they did, right? And then they have these incredibly, mostly devastating effects. So
of course, Ukraine, all of Ukraine goes into air raid alert. The report comes after confirmation that 14 Russia bombers have carried out airstrikes on Ukraine. Just got done showing you that. So let's show you again. Roughly 2 weeks ago, the State Department put out a notice to all Americans to avoid Moscow.
Avoid any large gathering. I've also seen, hopefully you saw our State Department or embassy there, put out a notice to all Americans in Moscow to avoid any large gathering, concerts, obviously shopping malls, anything like that. Just for their own safety, they should stay put where they are and stay plugged into the State Department for any additional updates and information.
Is that right? Concerts. Amazing how they have this information.
Thank you.
And then yesterday, what does Kirby say?
Thank you. So question, did the U.S. have prior knowledge of this attack in Moscow, given that the U.S. Embassy had issued warning beforehand?
I'm not aware of any advanced knowledge that we had of this terrible attack.
On March 8th, the embassy warns of imminent attack in Moscow by extremists.
Yeah, I think that I'll let the State Department speak to that, I think, but I don't think that was related to this specific attack.
Oh, interesting.
Shopping malls, anything like that.
Man, I'd hate to be this guy getting out there having to talk about all of this. It just doesn't add up. It's really strange. All of this information collected, you bookmark it and more for more others to see. But yet, when they claim it's ISIS, Putin exposed this years ago. He said, I said this before, as he's sitting before a group of people. Another threat that President Obama mentioned was ISIS. Well, who on earth armed them? Who armed the Syrians that were fighting with Assad? Who created the necessary political informational climate that facilitated this situation? Who pushed for the delivery of arms to the area? Do you really not understand as to who is fighting in Syria? They are mercenaries, mostly. Do you understand why they are paid money? They are paid money? Mercenaries fight for whichever side pays more. So they arm them and pay them a certain amount. I even know what these amounts are. So they fight. They have arms and more. Remember, ISIS claimed responsibility for attacking busy Moscow area. Strange that ISIS doesn't stand for the Palestine, but Ukraine, ISIS claims responsibility. Laura Bali reminded us there's no ISIS without the CIA. Scotty Marr put this together for us to see. Interesting clips from American Free Press, 1982 plan for Mideast Empire aided by ISIS. That was in the press. And listen to this clip and some others.
Plots against the state of...
This is C-SPAN 1990.
Israel, political plots and others.
You tell the story about how you tried to find out what they call the Mossad when they deal with publicly?
I thought it was a reasonable question, but the trouble is you can't pick up the phone book. There's no Langley in Israel that you can look up, CIA, or in our case, the Mossad. We thought we should ask, what shall we call it in English? can translate the Hebrew words, as I said, Mossad's institute. But when they write a letter to their friends in the CIA or the British intelligence, what do they call themselves? It took a while. It was a matter of asking the prime minister's spokesman. The best you could do, because officially the Mossad is under the prime minister's office. And I think he sort of wondered why you want to know and all that, so we explained. And he came up with the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. I mean, if it were to have initials, it would be ISIS. Just simple words like that. Interestingly enough, kind of a British model.
The thing I see out there just happened today in Tehran. They're burning down the Saudi embassy. You see that? Now, what that is Iran wants to take over Saudi Arabia. They always have. They want the oil, okay? They've always wanted that. They have a bunch of dishonest people. They've created ISIS. Hillary Clinton created ISIS with Obama. Created with Obama.
If you think if we walked away from this, didn't give them money today, it would be worse for us from a security standpoint.
I do. We're building a relationship that just did not exist. I said in our last trip when you were with me that we had a huge trust deficit, in part because the United States had, to be fair, we had helped to create the problem we're now fighting.
How?
Because when the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan, we had this brilliant idea that we were going to come to Pakistan and create a force of Mujahideen, equip them with Stinger missiles and everything else to go after the Soviets inside Afghanistan.
And is that right, Hillary? What else do you got?
We were successful. The Soviets left Afghanistan, and then we said, great, goodbye, leaving these trained people who were fanatical in Afghanistan and Pakistan, leaving them well-armed, creating a mess, frankly, that at the time we didn't really recognize. We were just so happy to see the Soviet Union fall, and we thought, okay, fine, we're okay now. Everything's going to be so much better. Now you look back, the people we're fighting today, we were supporting in the fight against the Soviets.
We also have a history of kind of moving in and out of Pakistan. I mean, let's remember here, the people we are fighting today, we funded 20 years ago. And we did it because we were locked in this struggle with the Soviet Union. They invaded Afghanistan, and we did not want to see them control Central Asia. And we went to work.
How about that? So you create something to go after the Russians, and of course we just heard Putin say that in Syria, they have this ISIS, and who created that? Who armed them? Who got them out there to go against them as they were having their issues in that area? Yeah, they are claiming responsibility for Moscow. Therefore, now we get what happened at 10 Downing before Moscow attack. Remember, it won't be Russia. It'll be 44 that needs to be looked at. That would be Obama. Remember, he went to Downing Street and had that visit here recently. You guys remember Obama, that little visit? He just walked right up, didn't have security around him, just walked right up and walked in. Let's have a little chat there, shall we? Let me in there. Oh, is that Barry? Yeah, it's Barry. And where's Michael? I didn't bring Michael with me today. Just let me in. He walks in, waves at everybody. Let's go back. Thank you, Sane, visiting UK and others. Crocus City Hall equals C in the target brackets? Who knows? Did both of Hussein's parents learn Russian? Is Russian a common language to learn? Think then, think now. Think Nelly Orr. Why would you need to know how to speak Russian in their fields of practice? Public fields, the Cold War, A, B, C in target brackets. 4 days ago, Obama was in the UK for a private meeting. Today, ISIS took credit for their terror attack in Moscow. Obama's CIA created ISIS. Obama is the shadow president. The CIA, MI6, already committed terrorism in the European theater by sabotaging Nord Stream. Get the picture? Do you understand? All this information came out. We've shown the proof. They'll say one moment, no, it wasn't us. The next thing you know, they start saying, okay, yeah, well, it was us, but there's a reason. Kim.com, sanctions didn't work. Billions in weapons didn't work. Unwavering support didn't work. Counteroffensive didn't work. Nonstop propaganda didn't work. Rules-based terrorism is all they have left. It won't work either. It just shows how evil and desperate they are. Do you realize the battle that we're in, folks? Number one, information warfare. We've got to get the right information out. We cover it from different angles here and other places so that folks realize, hey, we have the right as citizens to find out what's really going on. Do we have the whole picture? No, but we do understand one thing after we've learned since 2018 when we started this channel, 17 when the Intel board came out. Things just aren't what we've been told. I'm going to show you a video at the end where knowing the truth, knowing how all this plays out, being a Christian at the same time, realizing how we've been lied to just about everything that we've ever been told about history of our earth, science, lies, and more, it gets harder and harder to live amongst people that aren't awake. All the powers you gave the government to stop terrorists were used to terrorize you. You get that? All the powers you gave government to stop terrorists were used to terrorize you. Wealth over generations buys power. Power over generations buys more wealth control. More wealth control buys countries and its people. Families combined, tri equals new world order. Inner tri-families will collapse. What is the keystone? What nation dominates all others? What nation has influence over most others? What is the keystone? Saudi Arabia, return to SA, strings cut, puppets in shadows. Each side of the triangle controls a certain subsect of power brokers. What is the New World Order? Why did the president receive a sword dance when visiting SA? Remember the President Trump. What does this mean culturally? Why is it relevant? What occurred in the SA? Remember they arrested, I believe, hundreds of folks involved in pedophilia, especially one of the big ones. How did POTUS remove one side of the pyramid? What did POTUS receive while visiting China? Where did POTUS dine? What is the significance? Remember, he got a chance to go to the Forbidden City in China. You remember that? And they're like just shocked. They let him there, go in there, and they had this big ceremony. What's the significance? It's big. What if China, Russia, and others are coordinating with the POTUS to eliminate the New World Order? Yet the mainstream media will fill us in our minds with constant fear of different countries that want to battle with America. Continue to pump the propaganda, get into our minds, and wars, all wars are bankers' war. We realize that. Why is Russia helping to kill ISIS? Enormous scale of events currently ongoing. We don't have all the answers, but we can, with the years and years of information that's been pumped out through this channel and others, try to figure it out. America is the Holy Land. Future proves past. The Ark of the Covenant is still the most sought after and valuable item in existence, considering its contents and author of those contents. However, a close second would be the list of subjects, truths that authoritarian-minded AI sponsors have instructed their chatties to bear false witness about. In other words, leakers, whistleblowers, that list is the unholy grail. The one who gets hold of it, spreads it, will rip down the veil and accelerate the awakening above and beyond anything else imaginable. The CIA has been accused of directly interfering in investigations into Joe Biden's son and Hunter. The meddling was reportedly alleged by a whistleblower who provided information to the House Oversight and Judicial Committees. According to the whistleblower, the CIA intervened in the investigation of Hunter Biden to prevent the IRS and the DOJ from interviewing the witness. Huh. Hunter was not CIA. The guy signing checks for Joe and holding Hunter financially hostage is. I told Congress this. The guy is also an Obama appointee. He was running the operation. I said this years ago. Eric Schwerin is CIA, not Hunter. Huh. ISIS was Obama. Ray just told us Obama's responsible for the border. Are you paying attention now? Happening now, an appointed judge by Obama thrown out a lawsuit that was trying to stop illegals from voting and running for office in D.C. According to the judge, the plaintiffs couldn't vote or prove how illegals voting harms them. According to the judge, the conservative group failed to show that their rights as citizens have been subordinated merely because of their father's country of origin. Get ready, because eventually this will lead to illegals holding office and voting nationwide. Liberal woke judges are destroying America. This is on top of the other judge stating illegals can carry. Well, is Kate's news covering this up? Kate? Oh, yeah, we're going to get into Kate and the fake videos and all that information that's been filling up the airwaves to keep everybody off the trail that we've been on. Anyone else getting more of the nothing can stop what's coming vibes lately, says Marla Renee? Three crooked letters all coming out. More and more information, folks. Benghazi was a cover-up, hidden. Biden and Obama may have had SEAL Team 6 put away. Remember that? We covered that in detail. President Trump said Benghazi was a cover-up. He said, I have fully authorized the total declassification of any and all documents pertaining to the single greatest political crime in American history, the Russia hoax. Likewise, the Hillary Clinton email scandal. No redactions. All of this playing out. The CIA whistleblowers, videos. My message to you is very clear. Wake up, America. Wake up, America. And then I will show you the reminder of the intel folks when they are under attack by President Trump. What did Rachel Maddow say on MSDNC with Chuck Schumer? What did Chuck say to her? We're going to play that reminder. We're going to get into Kate and some other things, especially on the jabs here in a moment. First, I want to remind you that we are at andweknow.com, folks. You go there to our website. You can find everything out that we're doing, all of the updated information, our home videos, Discover, Truth, Hope, Faith, and Freedom. It's all there for you. We also have thepatriotlight.com, home, politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, and resources. It's amazing. Our social media is there. We're, guys, if you didn't know, AUK updates on Facebook and AUK underscore 828 on Instagram. We have to keep it low-key because if they know and we put all of our stuff there, these folks that are controlled opposition, the controlled people that come against us, they will have us shut down. We're also at shop.amweknow.com, amazing site where you can find your gear. Make a purchase 19th through the 24th to enter. That would be probably an extra day that they added in. You go there and you can have the And We Know Romans 8:28 verse T hoodie. Winner will be notified today. So anyway, if you guys didn't get into it, it's probably too late, but I'm just letting you know they're going to notify everyone today who wins. We've got those new shirts, the new design for And We Know Romans 8:28. It's absolutely brilliant what they put together. See them on your screen now. Head on over to shop.andweknow.com to check out the new gear. And we got Romans 8:28 new stickers, tees and tanks, hats, accessories, and more. You want to grab yours, hang out with folks. You'll be out in town. Something that seems to happen a lot now is folks will come up to you and saying, I listened to that show too, and before you know it, you've got new friends. It's absolutely amazing what's been playing out there. For many others, here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
I do with this. This is the latest tweet, as you were just saying, President-elect's latest yeah. unsolicited pronouncement on the intelligence community. This was his tweet just a little while ago tonight. You see the scare quotes there. The yeah. intelligence briefing yeah. on so-called Russian hacking was delayed until Friday. Perhaps more time needed to build a case. Very strange. We're actually told, intelligence sources tell NBC News since this tweet has been posted, that actually this intelligence briefing for the president-elect was always planned for Friday. It hasn't been delayed. Look. But he's taking these shots, this antagonism, yep. this taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So
even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know, but from what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them. And we need the intelligence community. We don't know what's going on. Look at the Russian hacking. Without the intelligence community, we wouldn't have discovered it.
Do you think he has an agenda to try to dismantle parts of the intelligence community? I mean, this form of taunting hostility.
Whether you're a super liberal Democrat or a very conservative Republican, you should be against dismantling the intelligence community.
Senator Charles Schumer of New York.
2017. We didn't have the intel agency wouldn't know about the Russia hacking. Oh, you mean the lies? The Russia hoax that actually came out proving it was a hoax, but once it was proven that it was a hoax and all the proof came out, did we have wall-to-wall coverage, folks, to let everybody out there know? Were we allowed to put that information on Facebook, on Instagram, at the time on Twitter when it was Twitter? No. They don't want the public knowing. It was all a hoax. Those guys. Those guys who might be involved in trying to cover up Kate Middleton, who supposedly came out on video revealing a cancer diagnosis in a moving statement. The Prince of Wales said, Princess of Wales said she needed time to come to terms with her news and tell her children, Prince George, 10, Charlotte, 8, and Louis, 5, before informing the wider world, really. So, of course, I click on the video and I watch it. I notice on other social media platforms that people are sharing out there that we could be friends with. Oh, look, Kate, so sad. Got cancer. And then other folks say, you know, that jump on board. Oh, she's got cancer because she took the jabs. I have a hard time believing they took the real ones that were depopulating the earth. I really do. They had to have inside information. I mean, look at the politicians. They didn't have to take the jab. So I've got the compilation of the fakeness because a lot of folks want to know. I mean, spend some time on it. When you make the most important video of your entire life to be viewed by the half the world, would you, A, wear a seven-year-old sweater? Because that's what she was wearing if you're looking at your screen. 7 years ago, she had the same sweater on. B, do it without your husband, Prince, by your side. So you're going to make this video and you're not going to have the guy by your side to comfort you? If you answer no to either, then congratulations, you're now a conspiracy theorist. Yeah. So let's show you some other things that don't seem to add up with this video. For those that might be listening in, we're going to look at a couple of clips here. And then that same shirt, the one that she's wearing, shows up in Moscow videos. So if you remember, we just got done talking about what happened in Moscow with the shooting. How could somebody in Moscow with this shooting, what we find it kind of suspicious, we're not saying that nobody died. We're just saying it was just a weird sound from the weapons, a weird way that glass was shattering, a weird thing, way that people were acting. And yet somebody had the same sweater on, if you're looking at your screen, that Kate had on. Huh. Very suspicious. And then a photo taken from a video 7 years ago, taken from the video posted on 322. By the way, 322, that is the number for Skull and Bones, the secret society, guys. You guys didn't know. Same sweater, same background. Here's the video if you don't believe me. Right there in front of you. So another thing, there's no way that's Kate. Why did they use this time to make her look real? Her last pic with her and her kids was absolutely proven to be altered. This vid, they're not allowing her to wear any makeup. They forget to add her mole. That's supposed to be above her right upper lip. Background and vid seems fake too. Isn't it supposed to be like showing it's spring? Kind of weird. It's also extremely strange that her and Charles have had some kind of abdominal surgery and find cancer around the same time frame. What's the chances of happening for them to both have cancer now? So it's just really strange. Is it a mask? Is it a lookalike? And if you don't believe that you can fake videos, well, here's just a clip in case you're wondering how they can do it. The guy in the bottom?
Real. Well, at least in contemporary terms, it is not.
What if I were to tell you that I'm not even a human being?
So are you sure you know who you're listening to? Not everything is as it seems. There's this guy showing that he can look just like an actor and sound just like an actor using AI fake videos. And then you head over here and you say, look, video enhanced, see what's the difference between the two. There's no dimple on her left face, voice and accent, the way she talks, and the lips movement. Check this out.
It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family. But I've had a fantastic medical team who have taken great care of me, for which I'm so grateful.
I just hope I look after it.
In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London. And at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancer.
You see the difference? You see the dimples? You hear the difference in the voice? The dark, the deeper voice and the darker eyebrows and more? Look at the difference in face. Look at the difference, folks. Absolutely stunning. Thank you for putting that together. And then here is the video generated by AI. Watch what happens with the eyes.
Frame by frame, and I see her eyes popping out of her head as a digital mistake. And I truly believe, personally, my personal opinion is that this is an AI video. And if you watch to the end of this video, super important, there's a 7-year-old video from YouTube with her wearing the exact same clothes, having the exact same hair, which they probably fed to the AI to make this video. It's a very good video. Probably the best AI available to humankind. But her eyes are changing color. I caught a couple glimpses of it. You can do this yourself. Don't trust me. Put this in super slow motion, run it through frame by frame. You'll see her eyes popping out of her head, mismatching, changing color, as well as none of the background moves, which we know is a green screen at this point.
And so here's the sweater in the 7-year video from 7 years ago.
And what is this?
There's that sweater. So what they have to do, they have to use something, grab it, bring it over to the computer screen, redo it and make it look like it's real. And so the bench known as the Queen's Bench in the Rose Garden at Windsor Castle, it looks very similar to the one shown in the Kate Middleton clip. Even in the spring, the backdrop looks completely different from any images we can find. So interesting, because if you look at this bench, really strange bench, and I'm going to finish talking about this in a moment, but you got these really thin ones, rails in the back. See this one? I'll show this to you in case you're looking at your screen. These 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then a bunch disappear because she's sitting in front. And then you get these really thicker ones, of course, closer. 1, 2, 3. It's just an awkward thing. Why? Because that's about maybe 10 of those bad boys. So if that's the same bench, then you look here. This one's got 20 of those in the back. 20 on the back. This has only got about 10. So if that's the same bench, then why would this bench have like 20 of these bad boys in the back? And yet this one's got only a few. Like they cut it in half somehow or something. Anyway, weird. And this is how AI works. You can actually put Meghan Markle's face in there.
Shock.
Look at this.
And William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately.
It's that easy. You just put whatever face you want in there. And of course, people were talking about the ring. We won't get into that. But again, some weird shenanigans. And then you get the spending bill that I wanted to get into again. The bipartisan vote split Republicans and prompted a threat to oust Speaker Mike Johnson. It wasn't clear whether Senate Republicans would allow the spending measure to pass in time to avoid a shutdown. Pretty frustrating to watch Washington continue to spend trillions of our dollars, says Ultra Pepe Lives Matter, on this woke military industrial complex shill agendas over and over. As someone who stares into the heart of politics on a near daily basis, like many Anons, it can be exhausting to witness. But I will remind you that they've been doing this to us the entire time. It's now completely out in the open, and more of America is becoming completely fed up with the Uniparty and its evil antics. Who will end the endless?
If you want to help us, start paying attention and please quit sending politicians up here who come to your town, who come to your Lincoln Reagan Day dinner talking about fiscal responsibility, border security, and then they vote on this crap repeatedly. You can help us. Quit sending them up here. Because in case you guys haven't noticed, we are radically outnumbered. It's always the same names. It's always the same names of people trying to stop it. And it's always the same names, unfortunately, who talk a good game in the media and back at home in their districts. And then they come up here and they vote for this crap, hoping that you don't pay attention. You can help us. Clearly, I'm a hell no on this bill.
So you can help. Bring in the right people. Expose the evil. Expose these people. The exposure's been happening. We've been waking up to all of this when we were asleep. We were heading out to our movies on the weekends, the games. We were going to parties. We're going to our studies 7 days a week and not paying attention to anything that's happening with these folks that are getting in. It's been playing out, and that money has had a huge effect on all of us. As a matter of fact, we had a video interview yesterday. If you didn't check it out, Dr. Kirk Elliott and I, FDIC out of money. CEO says 500 plus banks will close. Election discussion and taxes, we got into that. It's absolutely enlightening. You guys can go check out Dr. Kirk Elliott. You can actually reach out to him at amweknow.com/gold to talk about all of this with them. It's amazing.
That it's not 500 banks that fail. It's just five. It's like 1%. He's 99% wrong. That's still the equivalent of what happened in March that took more than half of FDIC's assets. If five banks fail now and they're similar in size, FDIC is wiped out completely. People will not have money. So this is why I think this is the biggest story of the year, because I think FDIC could go insolvent this year. Banks are going to fail. It's just how many of them, right? And once you have one medium-sized bank that hits the skids, what's human nature? It's like, well, that was a pretty big bank. What about my bank? Is my bank going to have any money? And then it's going to be like that movie, It's a Wonderful Life. Everyone starts going into the bank wanting some of their money out, and now you have a run on the banks, and the reason why they stopped the bank runs last time is because of that BTFP, the Bank Temp Funding Program.
So we get into all of that and more, and you don't want to miss that interview at all. Are there any positive things going on the big side? Well, yes, there is. The largest school district in Manhattan just passed a resolution that could potentially lead to a banning of all transgender athletes from girls' sports. Manhattan. The measure, which passed 8-3, calls for committee reviews of the current gender guidelines, which are trans inclusive. The review will consult female athletes of evolutionary biological experts and doctors. Yeah. Very interesting. Also, we were just told this in Florida.
As to the person, we don't know which homeowner shot at him. I guess they think that they did something wrong, which they did not. If somebody's breaking in your house, you're more than welcome to shoot them in Santa Rosa County. We prefer that you do, actually. So whoever that was, you're not in trouble. Come see us. We have a gun safety class we put on every other Saturday. And if you take that, you'll shoot a lot better, and hopefully you'll save the taxpayers money.
How about that, huh? Defend yourself. Somebody wants to come into your house and kill you? You have the right to defend yourself. Imagine that. I had a great talk with a friend of mine. A reminder from Luke 22:35. Jesus asked them, "When I sent you out to preach the good news and you did not have money, a traveler's bag, or an extra pair of sandals, did you need anything?" "No," they replied. "But now," he said, "take your money and a traveler's bag, and if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. For the time has come for this prophecy about me to be fulfilled. He was counted among the rebels. Yes, everything written about me by the prophets will come true." "Look, look," they replied, "we have two swords among us." "That's enough," Jesus said. A short knife was in everybody's kit, a utility tool, an eating utensil, but swords were the assault weapons of the day. Danger on the highway required tools for self-defense. Just the sight of a few would probably deter trouble. Nowadays, here in the States, according to the Justice Department, the mere sight of personal firearms ends threats up to 2.5 million times a year. Nearly all such confrontations are considered of no consequence, so no report. Luke 22:36, showing you. You walk with a couple of swords down the road and some guy wants to grab you and take your money from you, especially when they find out who you are. They'll probably think twice about it. Right? Just let you know. What happened in Chicago when they started banning the guns? Oh, then the folks know, the bad guys know, oh, I can just go into any place that I want. I can hold up anybody I want because I know they don't have guns. So it increased. When you go to this place, Milton, Florida, and you realize everybody's armed and they're trained, you'd probably think twice before going into that town, wouldn't you? More warnings from President Trump about destroying America with this illegal invasion.
With his illegal invasion, crooked Joe Biden is trying to destroy the meaning of American citizenship. Under my leadership, we're going to reassert the basic benefits of citizenship because we believe that being an American citizen is something very special and that American citizens must come first. And America must come first. That's why we call it America First. That means we're going to have strong borders to protect the lives of our people instead of accepting millions and millions of migrants with fraudulent asylum claims from all over the world. They're coming in at a level that we've never seen before. They're coming from mental institutions and insane asylums. They're coming from prisons and jails, and they're terrorists. They're coming in at levels that nobody can believe. We're going to stop it. We're going to stop it immediately. And we're going to go back to sanity. Our country is being invaded by 15 million people. It might be 20 million by the time we get crooked Joe Biden out of office. It means jobs and wages are going to go to hardworking American citizens, not illegal aliens. That's going to happen as soon as I get elected. We're going to do it right, just like we did for 4 years. We're going to defend the American worker with tariffs to protect you from the plunder and abuses of foreign countries, including China, where they take your jobs and they sell products into our country and we don't tax them. So all they do is keep taking our jobs and destroying our companies. The interests and dreams of American citizens will come before the demands of outsourcers and foreign nations every single time. We're going to put America first. We're going to make America great again. It's very simple. We're going to bring back law and order to our communities because every citizen has a right to a government that keeps you safe. Safety must be a fundamental benefit of all Americans, and we're going to unleash our nation's vast energy wealth to bring down prices and create new opportunities for people of our country. We have more liquid gold under our feet than any other nation, more than Russia, more than Saudi Arabia, and we're going to use it, and we're going to reduce our debt. We're going to make a lot of money for our country, and we're going to bring down your energy costs at levels that you haven't seen in many years. These are just a few of the ways in which we will restore the glory of American citizenship and make it, once again, the proudest title anywhere in the world. We are going to make our country safe and powerful and rich and great again. Thank you very much.
So again, putting out those messages to allow us to keep growing. Thought there's interesting as this played out, even the Bill Maher.
No, he actually just got this guy is the luckiest guy in the world, but Trump Social, Trump Social, but Truth Social just got permission to go public.
Right.
And so it's his stake, because it's a meme stock, a little like GameStop, is worth $3.5 billion right now, and it could go higher if people bid it up.
He definitely made a deal with the devil at
something.
Because he always lucks out on everything.
Yeah,
he has best enemies. Look at Michael Avenatti. Look at Fani Willis now in Georgia. The
right.
Best enemies.
Right.
Just, it helps him so much.
And Merrick Garland. Dithered for, now we're probably not even going to see any of the trials. He just always lucks his way into everything.
Yeah. So the deal with the devil, of course, this guy. Don't trust him at all. I believe he worships the devil. And so his dealing with the devil that he refers Trump to would be the opposite of what he worships. Spiritual warfare.
in front of all of us. Part of this warfare that we've been up against is showing people more and more what's been happening because of these jabs. It's just a reminder we have to stay on top of this. Before I show you that, I just wanted to remind you that Grasshopper showed us once again that Dan Scavino dropped something. Add your name, demand Biden debate Trump. That's put out 5:12 p.m. It's a zero delta for Grasshopper, who put a test 1-2-3 out 17:12. That's pretty exciting for them. Also at 17:14 or 5:14, a great awakening, right? The debate that they're demanding. Truth belongs with the people, right? 5:12, great awakening. And then 17:14, remember, says, how do you hide a message in clear sight? Congratulations, Grasshopper, on that one. We are learning more and more as this information flies out and they're using the board and timestamps and more, just how all this plays out behind the scenes. So don't get discouraged when your favorite YouTuber out there is teaching the Word of God or trying to come up with ideas and they're upset because they can't stand Trump or whatever it is. They're out there. I've heard a few, especially when I've been listening to a lot of videos about the upcoming eclipse and everybody's translations of it or what their thoughts of it are. And I put my comments in there. It's like, how dare you, one minute you're saying comfort those and be nice to those, yet the next minute on your breath you're mad because people support Trump and you're claiming that you have all the truth. They don't have it all. Not everybody has all the answers, but we have to be loving and guiding and instructing those, not join in with their rhetoric of being so mean and hateful to people. Part of the prayers that we lift up for many, especially that are going through some difficult times, would be those realizing, especially in many nations, reporting that the mRNA vaccine usage has resulted in post-vaccination thrombosis, subsequent cardiovascular damage, as well as a wide variety of diseases involving all organs and systems, including the nervous system. Japanese preprint calls for mRNA vaccines to be suspended over blood bank contamination concerns. Receiving a blood transfusion from COVID-19 vaccination or vaccinated individuals could pose medical risk to unvaccinated recipients. That's in Japan. We had this one, the mRNA injury stories. Brazilian influencer in Boston, dead at 35 on January 12, 2024, developed new psoriasis that consumed 80% of her body. And then she died of cardiac arrest. 10-plus cases of psoriasis post-mRNA. And I'm showing a photo of what happened to her. Weight loss influencer Mila, dead at 35. Brazilian mom of four rose to fame online after undergoing bariatric surgery. Beautiful lady gone. Laura Bullis showed us this. The Britain faces the worst sickness crisis since the 1990s as illness-related inactivity climbs to 2.7 million. I wonder why. I'm totally baffled. And then shows a picture of the jab.
This is ages 1 through 14. In 2020, their excess deaths was minus 9%. In 2021, it was minus 7%. In 22, it went up to 16%. And in 2023, it's 22%. So
it's 22% above baseline.
Above baseline. And what's interesting about this is the excess deaths of the UK children actually went down during 2020 and started to rise again in 2021. It's in my book. We show the rise started when the magic juice started to be issued to children later in 21. What's interesting is you have to ask yourself, well, why did it go down in 2020? What's the biggest cause of accidental death for children? It's accidental. It's accidental. It's usually movement activities, you know, falling into a pool, drowning. Well, there were lockdowns. So excess deaths went down during lockdown for children because of less activity. But sure enough, we've reopened. There's no pandemic. But now in 2023, UK children 1 through 14 appear to be mysteriously dying at an excess death rate of 22%.
That's even higher than I thought. I don't know where I...
That's the UK. It's different in different countries. But okay. The UK has a problem.
Huge problem. And so as all this plays out, we're noticing the elites out there. Mark Zuckerberg spending $187 million secretly buying 1,600 acres of Hawaii land and now reportedly building a massive self-sustaining apocalypse bunker. 5,000 square foot underground bunker, complete with its own energy and food supplies. The bunker's design incorporates a metal door filled with concrete. Remember how they showed us in the movie, I think it was a Netflix movie, where they were trying to scare everybody saying the world's going to shut down. It was based out of New York, and they had the bomb shelter they went into. The project, which reflects a growing trend among Silicon Valley elites for preparedness and luxury, is estimated to cost around $100 million to build on top of the $170 million spent acquiring the land. $270 million investment, according to Wired. When I read this, I go to scripture, and I think of this all the time. And I went and looked it up so you guys can hear it. Revelation chapter 6. The sixth seal, cosmic disturbances. I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood. And the stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. The sky receded as a scroll when it's rolled up, and every mountain island was moved out of its place. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him, our Heavenly Father, who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come. Who's able to stand? All of this playing out day by day. We're being exposed to so much and learning so much about the truth. What these guys have planned for years to try to destroy us. And yet, we're protected by Heavenly Father. These folks cannot hide themselves from him. No matter what happens to any of us at any time, the good news is those who belong to Christ, who have called on their Heavenly Father through his Son, knowing that he died on the cross and rose again 3 days later, especially as we head into this time of Passover, where Christ gave his life as the Lamb slain for our sins, we're going to be all right. But it is hard being awake, and I saw this video and I thought I'd play this for us at the end today.
This is for those of you who are awake. I think I've been awake for 5 to 6 years now, partially awake prior to that. I have over time through research realized that everything I was taught in school, our history, was a lie. All of it. It's all a lie. We haven't been told the truth about anything. I don't believe anything we've been told is the truth. It is so far off from the truth, it's scary. Who else on the side of being awake? Like, if you know you're awake, you know you're awake. But who else on the awake side are having a really hard time interacting with people who are completely asleep? Like, I can't just get together with people and be like, oh, yeah, the weather is sports. Oh, let's, yeah. How's the kids? And not talk about the fact our country's being invaded. We are losing. This is the fall of Rome. We are living through the fall of Rome right now. Our country is being invaded. Our government has been taken over. There was a coup involved. The people running our government right now are all paid off and corrupt. Everyone.
So all of this is playing out. Folks are seeing it more and more. And I had his perspective, and then another one. Here we go as we come to a close.
Is anybody else just fed up with the absolute distraction, deception, lies that everything feels like? It's really hard when you're awake and you have such a deep, deep awareness. It's lonely. It's lonely because no one understands you. People start to think you're crazy. I've been, you know, isolated, essentially. I feel like God has isolated me to a point where I am forced to work on my relationship with him. I am forced to find peace in him. And when you find that, it's not something you want to let go of, and you crave more and more and more of it. And you go through this so many times that you start to just feel different. You start to live life differently. It's hard for me to ignore deception. Things going on in the royal family, things going on in Hollywood, things going on with the elites. Like, we all know what's going on. Most of us at this point are awake to it, but you start to see it so fast and so clearly. And it's kind of a lonely place to be, because you start speaking out about the truth, which is crazier than fiction sometimes. And it's crazy to people, and they don't understand it. And when you are living with such a deep understanding of the truth, and you know, and you can spot so clearly when someone is walking in true Jesus ways, and when they're not. And I'm not perfect, I'm not even close, but I do my best to live like the Bible wants us to live, right? And when you see other people being deceptive, and then there's all these people out there that, you know, will be so quick to cry, oh, you're such a conspiracy theorist. Like, we're talking about living in truth here, okay? It's not even about the actual theories that are happening. It's just that we're clear that there's deception. And we just want the truth at this point. We want to live with honesty and transparency. And man, it's just, it's so hard. And I find myself in such a deep awareness of God and protecting my peace so much that it's hard to be around other people. The meaningless, what's the weather doing today? You know, what'd you do this weekend? Oh yeah, we're going on a trip. All that stuff is just, it's fine. But it's not, I crave honesty and truth and transparency and deep connections with people and deep conversations about life, about what's going on in our world, about God, about, you know, how hard it is to be awake sometimes.
It's very hard. It reminded me of these verses, especially when I talked to my friend Nathan. Reminder, Luke 12:49. I came to send fire on the earth, said Jesus, and how I wish it were already kindled, but I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how distressed I am till it is accomplished. Do you suppose that I came to give peace on the earth? I tell you, not at all, but rather division. From now on, five in one house will be divided, three against two, two against three. Father will be divided against son, and son against father. Mother against daughter, and daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Discern the time. Then he also said to the multitudes, whenever you see a cloud rising out of the west, immediately you say, a shower is coming, and so it is. When you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be hot weather, and there is. Hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and the earth, but how is it you do not discern the time? This time that we live in. So many do not discern or understand the times we live in. But there are many that have come to this channel, and we know we've got many emails, many folks who have sent messages letting us know what's happened in their lives. Lives have been changed. And I thank God Almighty, because without Him, we can do nothing. More getting back to the Word of God, with all that's going on, more getting on their knees before Him, begging boldly before His throne, begging for help and support. And it's been an amazing time to be alive, as we've watched so many bring their lives back to Christ, and it's been an eye-opening one for many, including my own family. I hope that you guys who are staying close to our Father, and remember, we can only have peace through Him.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest. neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for all of this information, the reminder of how things are playing out by the enemy, this information warfare playing out daily, the spiritual warfare on so many levels. We lift up those who are hurting, who are feeling somewhat lonely, losing friends, family, because of all the information that they're trying to share with them to get them to understand how the enemy works through media, through Hollywood, and more. Help them to find friends that will be able to come close to them and pray with them, and especially all of us who are in the front lines. May we continue to have the protection you provided through answered prayer. Those that are out there fighting for our country, their country, wherever they are in this earth listening in, may they be provided this immediate peace, filled with the Holy Spirit, guided and directed in everything they say and do, knowing that you're there with them. Thank you for that. And we know as these things play out in the end that you win. We thank you. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Folks, I know this was a long one. I apologize. Just wanted to get all the information out today. Hope you have a great remainder of your week. Stay in prayer. Stay in the Word of God. Please hit that follow button and the share button if you would. Thank you for all your support and prayers. It's been absolutely amazing. We feel it. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out.